Test 9. B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке AG. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Speaker 1.
When I was 8 years old, a guidance counselor asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wasn't sure then, but I knew that I wanted to go to a lot of parties. The counselor told me to forget it. No job pays you to party. But I proved him wrong. My first camera was given to me by my dad, and I have never looked back. These days, if you're at a party and you see me, you know you're at the right place.
Speaker 2. Last night, my friends and I had our monthly party. As we always do, we got out cola and crisps and began to chat. We all took turns and asked a question that everyone had to answer. Someone asked me, "What do you want when you are old?" I tried to answer, but no matter what, I couldn't put it into words. I asked my friends to wait a minute as I ran to my bedroom and grabbed a letter out of the box. I read it out loud for them. When I finished, I asked my friends if that answered the question. We dried our eyes and agreed. Some day we hope to have people remember us as fondly as our parents. Speaker 3.
The good thing about childhood is having plenty of time for games, chattering with friends, and for sleep, of course. I remember myself, a 6-year-old girl. I was very active and energetic, and it was extremely difficult for my kindergarten teacher to make me go to sleep. Once, she told me, "You will understand what sleep in the afternoon really means only when you are a student." Actually, I didn't mind her words then. Years passed, and I found myself always busy, and I don't have time any more to sleep after lunch. I understand now that I lost not only my afternoon nap, but with it, my careless childhood.
Speaker 4. During my childhood years, I guess in the primary school, I remember switching on the TV at 4 or 5 p.m. every day and waiting for my favourite shows to start. The favourite shows were always the animated cartoons, Tom and Jerry, DuckTales and Batman. And not to forget the legendary Sesame Street, I would lie down on my sofa and glue my eyes to the TV. Those were one of the most vivid memories of my younger days. Speaker 5.
For the first years of my life, I was raised by my grandparents. We lived in a very small community, and all of my aunts and uncles lived nearby. If I went too far away from home, I can remember people asking me if my granny knew where I was, or, "It's near dinner time, shouldn't you be home?" Of course, in those days, almost everyone in the community spoke the beautiful language of my childhood. We had a summer kitchen, and in summer, my grandmother and my aunts would cook some wonderful meals. There was always a lot of activity going on. No one would just walk by without stopping in to say, "Hello, how are you?"
Speaker 6. I was not a particularly needy child. When it came time to make a Christmas list, I would narrow it down to one or two things. Believe it or not, this upset my mother, who loved buying me gifts. So my list wouldn't stop her, and my love for tearing open gifts wouldn't stop me. But once everything was opened, I would take the things that were actually on my list into my room and leave everything behind. The other gifts would remain under the tree, and I would play with the few gifts I actually wanted. But I was still a child, and as children go, Every now and then I would see something I absolutely had to have. In fact, I needed it. Because of how little I actually asked for things, my parents easily bought me the item. Speaker 1.
When I was 8 years old, a guidance counsellor asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wasn't sure then, but I knew that I wanted to go to a lot of parties. The counsellor told me to forget it. No job pays you to party. But I proved him wrong. My first camera was given to me by my dad, and I have never looked back. These days, if you're at a party and you see me, you know you're at the right place.
Speaker 2. Last night my friends and I had our monthly party. As we always do, we got out cola and crisps and began to chat. We all took turns and asked the question that everyone had to answer. Someone asked me, "What do you want when you are old?" I tried to answer, but no matter what, I couldn't put it into words. I asked my friends to wait a minute as I ran to my bedroom and grabbed a letter out of the box. I read it out loud for them. When I finished, I asked my friends if that answered the question. We dried our eyes and agreed. Some day we hope to have people remember us as fondly as our parents. Speaker 3.
The good thing about childhood is having plenty of time for games, chattering with friends, and for sleep, of course. I remember myself, a 6-year-old girl. I was very active and energetic, and it was extremely difficult for my kindergarten teacher to make me go to sleep. Once, she told me, "You will understand what sleep in the afternoon really means only when you are a student." Actually, I didn't mind her words then. Years passed, and I found myself always busy, and I don't have time any more to sleep after lunch. I understand now that I lost not only my afternoon nap, but with it my careless childhood.
Speaker 4. During my childhood years, I guess in the primary school, I remember switching on the TV at 4 or 5 p.m. every day and waiting for my favourite shows to start. The favourite shows were always the animated cartoons, Tom and Jerry, DuckTales and Batman. And not to forget the legendary Sesame Street. I would lie down on my sofa and glue my eyes to the TV. Those were one of the most vivid memories of my younger days. Speaker 5.
For the first years of my life, I was raised by my grandparents. We lived in a very small community, and all of my aunts and uncles lived nearby. If I went too far away from home, I can remember people asking me if my granny knew where I was, or, "It's near dinner time, shouldn't you be home?" Of course, in those days, almost everyone in the community spoke the beautiful language of my childhood. We had a summer kitchen, and in summer, my grandmother and my aunts would cook some wonderful meals. There was always a lot of activity going on. No one would just walk by without stopping in to say, "Hello, how are you?"
Speaker 6. I was not a particularly needy child. When it came time to make a Christmas list, I would narrow it down to one or two things. Believe it or not, this upset my mother, who loved buying me gifts. So my list wouldn't stop her, and my love for tearing open gifts wouldn't stop me. But once everything was opened, I would take the things that were actually on my list into my room and leave everything behind. The other gifts would remain under the tree, and I would play with the few gifts I actually wanted. But I was still a child, and as children go, every now and then I would see something I absolutely had to have. In fact, I needed it. Because of how little I actually asked for things, my parents easily bought me the item.